the idea that X is formally allowing like more content on the platform. BX, we're gonna toss this softball up and let you hit a grand slam here with this, because I think this is important to talk about. Because one of the big selling points since Elon Musk has come on is he said, now you're able to monetize your content. For the first time on X, you're no longer just posting into the wild. You're going to get paid for your content. People are like, yeah. Then we saw this, you know, content farming where people were like, what would you do in this situation? And you know, people like boost all these things. And the idea is that you had to get 10 million impressions of your content in a month to be able to monetize your content, which, by the way, is stupid. It's just a stupid amount. 10 million impressions.
And I mean, it's basically like just one viral post, and then you don't have to meet the requirement every month. So a lot of people ended up getting it incidentally.
Right.
So you pop off and you're ready to go. But there is a new, brand new, I guess, rule that's being put in place over on X coming July 1st at the end of this month. And BX, I'm going to let you kind of talk about this here.
Yeah. So I like the way you opened by saying, oh, they lured you in with promises of money. They gave you that nice little taste of the carrot there right before rolling out. Oh, by the way, if you like getting paid and you want to keep getting paid, then this is what you're going to be, faced with. You're going to be faced not only with ID verification, but with biometric verification. That biometric verification, as it turns out, is owned by a very sketchy company called Authentix, which is actually owned by Israeli intelligence, people who were former Israeli intelligence.
Wow.
This Israeli company that's like, I mean, and this is, you know, this isn't what you think it is. I mean, this is worse than you think it is, right? Israeli intelligence has just this nasty reputation for surveillance and information gathering. And, they're like notorious for it. So it's not a trustworthy company to give your biometric data to. Don't do it. Do not. I have issues already with ID verification requirements. I think we might've talked about this a little bit last time. We were touching on like the Twitch child safety stuff, right? Child safety, child online safety bills sound really good in virtue and in theory, but in reality, they sneak things in there that really do threaten privacy. And then they disguise it as, well, don't you care about children, right? Like the flag. The ID verification requirements are already kind of concerning, especially in the sense that they're being rolled out countrywide with like the Real ID program, which has been hotly debated. Identity verification step is already kind of concerning. And then you add the biometric data that's going to the Israeli company to protect your safety and security, obviously, right? Because we all know there's definitely no dangers with exchanging your freedom for safety.
Right.
I want to point this out here. If you could scroll down a little bit, because after I posted this, I found out that not everybody got these same terms, which is kind of crazy. So my terms say something slightly different. My terms say, I agree to X and Authentix using images of my ID and my selfie, including extracted biometric data to confirm my identity and for related safety, security, fraud prevention and payment purposes, which is like superfluous. That's not just identity verification. We don't know what that is.
Right.
And then it says Authentix may store such data for up to 30 days. X may store your full name, address and hashes of my document ID number for as long as I participate in the creator subscription or ad revenue share program. So I quote tweeted Elon Musk. Well, somebody was, you know, Elon Musk was talking about, why would we have your address, sir? It's right there. It literally says it. And apparently not everybody had this statement. I don't know why they decided that my full name and address would be stored, but personally, I do my best to not give anyone access to that information, X or any social media platform included. So I think I sent you a tweet earlier today, which is, I was like thinking back on this, and this is actually pretty crazy. But back in 2020, Parler, if you remember the Parler platform, I had hesitantly decided to join Parler. And I kind of had a tiff between me and one of the staff members at Parler because they wanted ID verification for like DMs, like standard features. And I said, no, why would you need my ID photograph? That doesn't seem safe at all. She went back and forth with me about how safe it was and how they only store it for 30 days, et cetera. And I tweeted this right here on November 20th, 2020, that predicted that Parler would have a massive data breach. Well, 2 months later, right after the Capitol riot, there were some hacktivists that took all of the data from Parler and assembled it into a list of right-wing accounts that they suspected of being at the Capitol on January 6th. And that data breach included the photocopies of the IDs that people had given to Parler. So it was mind-blowing to me that this actually happened, and it was easily foreseen. You could predict this. And so now, you know, to see X doing the same thing, it's like, we've already seen this, like literally repeating itself right in front of us. So, yes, bad actors. And I know a lot of people were pushing back at me. I jumped in a space the other day that I saw some people in. There were like a bunch of like big, you know, there's like all these big creator accounts, but you don't know who they are. You've never seen them before, but they have like 800,000 followers. And Elon Musk, we love X in their profile and stuff. Well, I hopped in there and I started asking these questions and they're like, well, you know, it's probably for tax purposes. It's probably for this. I'm sure it's fine. And I'm like, no, it's not. And here are the reasons why it's not fine. Like, this is not okay. And they kept kind of just trying to dissuade me from being concerned about it. Anyways, I think it's very interesting, first of all, that they're requiring, you know, your address for no reason. And, you know, I was going to say, like, a lot of people on that space had this attitude that I see a lot, which is like, well, the government can find you anyways if they really want to. So just give them all your data. Like, you know, first of all, just because they can doesn't mean they should or that you should make it easy. Right. And the second thing is that we're not just worried about the government. This isn't necessarily just a big conspiracy thing. This is just basic cybersecurity privacy concern. You don't want your data to be stolen by bad actors, hackers, cyber criminals. You know, all it takes is one exploit to lose all of your data and have it published on some right wing, you know, what do they call it? Right wing watch kind of account.
Right.
Mislabeled you as a terrorist and now you're getting doxxed.
Yeah.
So yeah, really scary stuff.
Facebook normalized. Facebook like normalized all this stuff with the to get into your account, you've got to upload a copy of your ID and all that like ridiculousness. Like one time, I got locked out of my account because I hadn't sent them a photo scan of my ID. It was funny because it was right after I had reported a post that was like basically calling for communist revolt and an assassination. Someone, and then all of a sudden I need an ID to get into my account. It's like, oh, that's curious. So here's what I did. I photoshopped a fake ID, and what'll happen is if you upload that, you can get into your account long enough to shut it down. So that's exactly what I did on Facebook.
You know that I posted like a little clip of like Mission Impossible 3 or whatever, where they're doing like they're like taking pictures of the guy trying to get his face. I'm like, this is literally the links we're trying to figure out how far do we have to go to fake this? You know, because the thing is, like, not only do you have to have the fake ID, but now you have to do the face, the biometric, which is almost impossible to get around with AI. Although people are probably trying and I'm listening. But at the same time, you know, I'm not willing to give that information. And I think that it's very concerning that they're being sneaky about it, right? Like they've got these terms that are very, you know, straightforward with you know, the concerning things in there. And yes, there we go. Yes, first we buy Twitter. Say we're against free speech say we're free speech and against censorship. So say all the extremist things you want, guys, everyone all at once.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, they're actually still shadow banning people, still implementing the tweet cred system, which is basically a social credit score. And now they're collecting biometric data for our safety. And, you know, I'd say about biometric data, too, you give your biometric data to lots of places. And I know people are going to be like, well, you're right here live. We can see your face. And that's true. But that's not the same thing necessarily as using it to encrypt your devices and accounts. Right. And the really big problem with biometric data is that even if it's stored locally for 30 days, that's not telling us that they're not also using that to train, you know, facial recognition technology and things of that nature, which is definitely a big concern that that's happened. And unfortunately, it's looking more and more like it's something that's going to happen whether we like it or not, because the technology exists and there's just no way to stop it. But we need to, we need these watchdogs. We need people who are saying, wait, stop and think before you give this company all of your personal data. I know, I don't know if we ever really talked about all of the stuff that I've been in, but I mean, I've basically been at the front lines of exposing a terror organization. It's a, you know, pedophile network. I won't get into it too much, so I don't want to bum everybody out, right? But it's real. And it's also connected to this network of people who get paid to dox and SWAT people. So there's networks of cyber criminals that do this. They're little script kiddies. They're like kids. And they're getting arrested and going to jail for like 40 years. Like, it's kind of crazy to see, because they're hacking government databases and doing crazy shit. But there's a specific exploit that I wanted to make people aware of. It's called an EDR, an electronic data request. So basically, if law enforcement thinks you're about to go commit a terrorism, right? They can go to Twitter and say, we need this user's information and we don't have time to get a subpoena or a warrant because it's, people are about to die. And Twitter has a habit of just giving them that information as long as they have an official government email. Well, what's happening is that these kids are figuring out how to spoof government emails and trick Twitter into thinking that they're law enforcement and socially engineering, you're pretexting their way into getting your information. So I have been threatened with this. Personally, I had these terrorists start little, it's hard to call them terrorists because they're just little kids, right? But 18-year-old kids, but they can do a lot of damage, a lot of harm to you with that. So I started getting threats saying that I was going to get EDR'd, and I didn't know what that was. Well, I had to file a police report about it because it's, I mean, these guys were no joke. Like, these guys are very serious.
What were they coming after you for? That's the one thing I don't understand. What were they, why were they upset about you?
So it was when I, well,
let me break out the list, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's because, and if you go to my pinned tweet, it's like the second tweet on that thread. It's the 764 network and the Kyle Spitz. You remember that video of the guy who got shot in the ear and you can see like down the barrel of the gun and like his stepdad shoots him and then you see like the blood drop on the floor. And it's like this, you would know the video if I showed it to you. You'd be like, oh yeah, that video. I saw it randomly because everyone was sharing it. Well, it turns out that the guy who got shot in the ear was part of this pedophile network. It's an extortion, child abuse and extortion network. And so I figured this all out and I was the first person to report on it. And so, and he's been arrested now on federal charges. He's going away for ever, but a kid's never getting out of jail. At the time it was breaking and nobody really, you know, a lot of people were calling me crazy conspiracy theorist, as tends to happen.
Right.
And I was like, no, this is objectively real. Right. Well, his friends, his terrorist friends who are also, you know, child abuse, extortion freaks, they were threatening me because I was reporting the story and they were scared because they didn't want their friend to get nabbed because now they're all going down. And since then, at least two of those people who were threatening me are now in jail and gone.
Jeez.
They were right to be afraid. But so those were the guys who were threatening me. It's all in my pinned tweet thread. But anyways, so, you know, when I called the police, they let me know, no, like this EDR thing is real. And it's a serious concern that you could be swatted or, you know, whatever, doxed onto the dox bin or whatever. That's when I started to realize like, wow, this is pretty sketchy. So any information that Twitter has on you is up for grabs, not only to these criminals, but to law enforcement. Yeah. So you gotta really think about that.
Especially with how ideological law enforcement has become, never mind their unions, never mind the intelligence agencies that they now cooperate with. Like, that's a little alarming.
Yeah.
And this is such an, like, every time you're on, we go down this rabbit hole that I'm not sure. Like, at all.
I'm normal. This right? is normal.
I have a fitted tinfoil hat. We're ready for that.
I love it.
Yeah, no, it's normal to be threatened by satanic pedophile networks that are actually real. Totally.
Well, kind of further on the X side of things, this was news that came down this morning and kind of honestly disheartening, shocking, if you will, the idea that X is formally allowing like more content on the platform.
Right.
X has updated its rules to officially permit consensually produced adult content, including AI-generated media without or with proper labeling. This change aligns with Elon's previous experiments and could lead to new service similar to OnlyFans. Regulators are expected to scrutinize X's handling of non-consensual consult and child sex abuse material.
It's worse.
She's just said like pedophile like 15 times. I don't think you need to mutter it, Craig. I think you're demonetized.
Sorry, I know that it's hard on YouTube. But I hear people say that we're saying times, like, please. You know, BX is going to get your stream cut off again.
Right.
right. Well, I'm more because my kids are.
Right. Good point. Good point. Yeah. I can only assume Elon just decided to steer into the porn bot skid here. I don't know what exactly is the thought process.
If you can't beat him, you know.
Am I the only person that noticed that when he took over, that all became exponentially worse?
Yeah.
Don't you find that odd?
Oh,
that
man.
It suddenly became worse. And now the only way to get around it, guys, is to pay us and submit your ID verification.
Yeah.
This Hegelian situation going on.
I can post like a Bible verse and the first 10 replies are some porn bot's genitals. Like what is going on here exactly? I don't understand. And people have tried to go down the rabbit hole. There's been some recent stories. I forget exactly where they traced it back to. It's some like fake like stream girl farm or something that's behind a lot of the porn bots. I forget who it was. TDS Master of TDS or whatever. TDS, he did a whole expose into this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sounds familiar.
He's been very good about the bot side of things. As Master Gawa says, they care about the children like Epstein and Maxwell, his Mossad lover handler did. My ex gets locked for liking patriotic posts and quote conspiracies. That's right.
My ex got locked for speaking out about the bots that were spamming CSAM. Which is, you know, PDF inform, you know, content. I'm trying to like be kosher for you. Right. But once I started speaking out about it,
words
I don't know. I don't know how to say it earlier. call it CSAM, right. Abuse material, very serious problem where bots were spamming it 200 times per minute. That we found a bot farm that was doing this. And there were ads running. So X was technically counting this as site traffic and potentially even getting paid for it. And we tried to escalate this behind the scenes. And I even ended up talking to journalists and trying to give this to like other, you know, people with more cred than me. Cause I don't like to break stories. Like I'm a spaz, like I'm retarded. Okay. Like I don't like, I'm not good at releasing information cause I'm generally a very non-serious person who comes across it. And I want to give it to somebody who can do the story right. But my ex account ended up getting yeeted after I started speaking up about this for 10 weeks. It was gone. And then it just came back one day and I went into my data. You know, you can check if you've gotten a ban or a TOS violation in your data. Nothing. No indication as to why they took out my account. So that's already a problem. The child exploitation networks that I was talking about earlier are prolific on X, and there is some egregious content that they're not moderating properly. Then you add into the fact that they've got, you know, a problem with porn and spamming porn already, right? To me, the obvious solution is just to remove porn from the platform completely. It would solve so many problems if they could just, you know, auto ban people who were posting porn. But of course they won't do that because number one, they make money from it. And number two, now they can use it to get your ID verification, right?
Yeah. And the porn is a pretext too. It links back to like trafficking stuff and whatever. Like they're not selling porn, gang. It's like selling sex on the internet's like trying to sell a space heater on the sun. They've got like, it links back to weird e-girl like streamer farms and God knows what data collection like that. This is not just some, we're advertising porno. Like, trust me, porno on the internet doesn't need advertisement.
Yeah, I always wondered that, like, where, who clicks on these? Like, oh, your sister thinks I'm sexy, I should click your link. Yeah. Like, how often does that act? Does it work enough for them to make it profitable? That's interesting you said that, that it could just be like a guise for like data farming, because I don't know that enough people fall for those kind of scams to make it worthwhile.
Right, exactly. I mean, kids, unfortunately, school kids are ambling around with portable porn computers in their pocket. So, like, trust me, nobody's having difficulty finding porn in 2024. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what.
If Ted Bundy was correct and early exposure to porn turns you into a serial killer, can you imagine, like, in the future, half the kids are going to be Hannibal Lecter?
Scary stuff.
There was porn when we were kids too, though.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And we're not all serial killers.
You had to search for
probably
it.
Kinkier now. I don't know.
Hey, Candy Sanchez, because I made a new X account for my YouTube channel that I'm starting up this weekend. I was suspended within 10 minutes of creating the account with no explanation. Candy.
That's happened to me before too. It's just a glitch, and like you can appeal it probably. It's like they think that you're a computer or something, usually when that happens.
That's crazy. Well, look, BX, we appreciate you really digging into this today. You are a jewel of information, and I love how you just don't stop. It's great. Good for you.
Yeah, I mean,
we need like her own theme music, like Twilight Zone theme or something.
Yeah. What would that be?
Some investigative type music.
Right.
I investigate the fringest corners of the internet.
Robert Stack, Unsolved Mysteries theme. There we are.
Oh, right. I was thinking more like Sherlock Holmes. Yes. The BBC Sherlock Holmes theme. That's like
distinguished. I like that idea too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, you can check out my pinned tweet thread. I've got like basically I went ahead and just put everything that I've investigated over the last year into a tweet thread so people can like see it in one place, because I got tired of having to search for it. But some interesting stuff in there, stuff that people know, what no one else really reporting on, but that doesn't mean it's not important, you know. So go check it out, and I appreciate you guys letting me come on and conspiracize for you.
I feel like we need to have an entire like
what is that, like the name of the Alex Jones workout tape? What is that?
I can make a compilation of me screaming.
Yeah,
like a super saiyan. Ah,
that's great stuff. Well, everyone can find you over the link is in the description if you guys want to go follow BX over on X. You know, continue to I guess in your mind you're kind of in the belly of the beast when you're kind of targeting this stuff while still being on the platform. You know, you still need to be on it.
There's anything darker or deeper than this where I'm at. It's actually pretty, it's crazy, it's intense. So if you're not into like intense stuff, then maybe give it, wait for a time when you're like about to listen to a true crime podcast and you're like in that kind of mental state. Don't do it in the morning. It'll ruin your day.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for hopping in today. Really appreciate it. We'll let you roll, but, you know, thank you very much for your time, effort, and doing what you do. Everyone needs to go follow you over on X.
Yeah. BX_on_X.